أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولو أن أهل الكتاب آمنوا واتقوا لكفرنا عنهم سيئاتهم ولا أدخلناهم جنات النعيم ولو أنهم أقاموا التوراة والإنجيل وما أنزل إليهم من ربهم لأكلوا من فوقهم ومن تحت أرجلهم منهم أمة مقتصدة وكثير منهم ساء ما يعملون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 65 and 66 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. In the previous verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about blasphemy that the Ahl Kitab, the Yahud, had against Allah Ta'ala by saying, Yadullahi maghlulah, that the hand of Allah Ta'ala is fettered, the hand of Allah Ta'ala is closed because of financial difficulties they suffered, and that was because of the not accepting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the disobedience to Allah Ta'ala. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about had they brought iman in the kitab and they stood up with the kitab, practicing upon it, what would have been the benefits from Allah Ta'ala? Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا. And if the Ahle Kitab, the people of the book, had brought iman and they feared Allah Ta'ala. Feared Allah Ta'ala means that they fulfilled the commandments of Allah and they kept away from the disobedience of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Then Allah says, لَكَفَّرْنَا عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ. Then we would have removed, expiated from them the siyyat, the ills, the evils. We would have forgiven their sins. When we would have forgiven their sins, then they would have not suffered the consequences of their sins in this world and in the hereafter. Allah Ta'ala would have forgiven that. وَلَا أَدْخَلْنَاهُمْ جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. And we would have certainly admitted them in the gardens of bliss. In other words, in the hereafter, we would have granted them Jannat. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ أَقَامُوا التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. And then if they would have established, they would have stood up with the Torah and the Injil. Aqama here means they would have stood up. When a person stands, Iqama means to stand and to stand straight. They were not inclined or disinclined to the Kitab of Allah. In other words, they did not overemphasize and they did not overdo what Allah Ta'ala had commanded them to do. The example that we will always give is Allah has commanded us to perform our salat, our first salat and nafal. Allah Ta'ala will reward us. But there are times when Allah Ta'ala has prohibited salat. Now if a man, the sun is rising and then he decides to read 2 rakats nafal salat, the salat in itself was a good deed. However, he is in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the meaning of aqamu at-tawrah, that they stood up straight. In other words, they fulfilled the ahkam, the laws of Allah ta'ala in the Torah and in the Injil. وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. Now here, look at the expression that Allah ta'ala uses. And what was revealed to them from their Rabb. Reference, according to all the commentators, here the reference is to the Quran Sharif. But here Allah Ta'ala did not say, وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ, that which was revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah is saying that which was revealed to them, in other words, it was revealed for them also. They were also the recipients of the Quran Sharif, insofar as fulfilling the ahkam of the Quran, and as much as they were, we are also. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they would have stood up with their kitabs and they would have stood up with the Quran. What was required from them? They brought iman in their kitabs. What was in the kitabs? To bring iman in the last Nabi, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What was in the Quran? Now to follow all the laws of Allah Ta'ala according to the Quran. The result of that would have been, لَأَكَلُوا مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَمِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ. They would have eaten from above them and they would have eaten from beneath the feet. From above them, eaten, in other words, Allah Ta'ala would have sent an abundance of rain. Allah Ta'ala would have given them an abundance of crops. The converse, they disobeyed, Allah Ta'ala held back. Ya Allah Ta'ala is saying, had they brought iman, had they believed, had they fulfilled the ahkam of Allah, Allah would have given them an abundance of this dunya. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this, this is the general rule of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But however, this does not negate the fact that there will be times when there will be trials, there will be times when there will be struggles, there will be times when Allah Ta'ala will hold back so that the servant will draw himself towards Allah Ta'ala. And that we saw in the lives of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. They brought iman in the Quran Sharif, they brought iman in the Torah and the Injil, and they sacrificed, but there were difficulties. There were the initial difficulties in Makkah Mukarramah of persecution. There was the difficulty of making hijrat. All of that, they fulfilled the command of Allah. And then the time came when Allah Ta'ala had given them an abundance of this world, that the world came to the feet of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this does not negate any struggle, test, trials from Allah Ta'ala that will come in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opening and Allah Ta'ala granting. Allah says then, minhum ummatum muqtasida. From amongst them there is a group of people who is muqtasid. Muqtasid, righteous, people who remained on the straight path of Allah Ta'ala, not disinclining from Allah Rabbul Izzat, no deficiencies in their deeds, and together with that, there was no overstepping the mark of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Exactly what Allah commanded, that is exactly what they did. When we look at a Christian person, then the most beautiful example we will find is that of Najashi, the Abyssinian king who accepted iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he remains firm on that despite the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him all this whole dunya, Allah had granted him status, but he relinquished all of that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ سَاءَ مَا يَعْمَلُونَ. And there are many from amongst them, evil is what they had practiced. In other words, the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very simple lesson for us. Let us also uphold the commandments of Allah ta'ala that is in the Quran Sharif. And then we make dua to Allah. And Allah will grant us both dunya and Allah ta'ala will grant us akhirat. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.